in 2006, in an attempt to do something relatively new in the Sonic community, Sonic Rex began the podcast known as Radio Redux, Archangel UK, working on his own, and sometimes in collaboration with guests turned out podcasts for 2 whole years. Their population grew steadily, then plateaued. Others came, and the trailblazer was lost under a tidal wave of video game podcasts. Still, Redux continued, playing shows of up to, on one occasion, 5 hours in length. A cabal of loyal listeners tuning in, just to hear what AA UK had to say. Now it is 2008. Listeners and shows dwindle, and something has to be done. Thus Radio Redux comes to you. It comes for the first time live. And as with the very first show, it all begins again.
Listening to
Radio Redux.
Radio Redux.
Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I am your host, Archangel Gay. This is the first of a new regular broadcast on the Sega Sonic Radio, the fantastic Sega Sonic Radio. This show will be here until such times as T-Bird returns with the amazing show that is Tea Time. So yes, hello. This show is... obviously, if you're not familiar, Radio Redux was the first Sonic podcast there was, and I've been looking to do one live for a moderately long time. Apologies if I sort of duck out or something happens, my computer is under the impression that it's the 1970s and that it should be, you know, huge, the size of the room, operate by valves and things like that, because quite frankly it's not behaving itself, and hasn't been for some time, so everything's very, very slow at my end. I certainly hope it's not very slow for you. So yes, this is the show. It's going to be good, despite Speednux's misgivings. Is it going to be? It's going to be good, damn it! The song you were just listening to was "Pleasure Castle" from Sonic Adventure. We've got quite a few tracks lined up for you today. Normally, I'll take requests and things. We'll probably take only one or two today. Obviously, it's the first show. Don't want to overstretch it. There's various things I want to get in today. Yes, hello to everyone in the IRC. I will do the traditional thing and run down the list of just exactly who is in there. That's Joshua, Chris, Alison K, Rory Raccoon, some strange person who's probably incredibly sexy and dashing. There's Banjo, D'Artagnan, Flyfox, Jubblesoft, Haslov, Hypersonic, JJF, Kitsune, Lucas, MK's gonna be back later, so nuts to him. Rattleman, Rocco Pop, Side Bad Guy, Speednux, Turbo, Vidura, and Wide. Hello to all of you. Turbo says to get some work on that steam engine of yours. Yes, I was thinking of taking it to some kind of old school transport show. But of course, I'll be able to ride it there because of its amazing steam powers. The heat it generates, you would not be surprised that it would somehow turn any condensation around or any vague moisture in the air just into very, very hot steam. That's my boiler's job, to turn any water in my house into hot steam, as I found out in the shower yesterday. Lots to do. Gonna run down the news. It's at this point that you will have been told that there is no news, but my news is slightly wider and slightly more in depth. We've also got coming up on the show various songs from around the place. Got a few remixes lined up. We've also got a track from the new Hulk game. So you're going to listen to a track that's not even out yet. That's what I call a radio show. So. Without further ado, let's get on. Oh, actually, I better tell you about how you can ask me things. We have a general section on Radio Redux, which is known as Q&A UK, as opposed to Q&A, obviously, hence the pun, whereby people can ask me questions and things, and you can do those by either contacting me via private message in the IRC chat room, or just dumping the question within IRC, the main IRC itself. Alternatively, you can email me at Radio Redux, that's all one word, at sonicrex.com, and I will be able to get your question via that. If you're a member of the Inferior Online Lite forum, which is the Sonic Rex forum, you will have known that there is that particular thread within that forum where you can go through and ask me questions there as well. Speednux asked me a very nice question there. What is your favourite sexual position? Well, with me involved. That's the answer to your question. That's the best kind of position there is. It's when you're involved yourself. Of course, Speednux likes to sit on the sidelines and watch. Not me, of course, but Dredd and Rory. Speaking of Dredd and Rory, if you turned in earlier. cue all the sexual chat in the IRC. It's like early 2007 all over again. If you were wondering where they were actually at a top secret meeting of the Jocelyn clan, where Rory is expected to become a Knight Grand High Jocelyn. He's being upgraded. So we will hopefully see them again next week. Nice to see the vast majority of my friends have appeared in order to listen to the show. A big hi to Phil. He's there. Trying to see who else is familiar. Who's listening in my clan? Obviously Alan is. Obviously Roy Raccoon is. Right, I think I've rattled on long enough. If you want to get in questions and things, here's a good time to do it. I'm going to just queue up another song. Now, what's the question we're going to have next? Actually, we're going to have a remix, if that's okay with you. And it's also not going to be from Sonic, if that's okay with you. But this is Sega Sonic Radio, so you're used to non-Sonic songs. The majority of songs on my show is going to be Sonic, but they're going to be cool songs. With damn cool songs, yeah. So, what was I going to... Yes, I'm the song that I'm going to queue up for you now is, it's quite unusual, because it's actually a remix of Final Fantasy VII. Now, those of you who are familiar with me and the Radio Redux know that the Final Fantasy series is, in my sole opinion, I'm expecting loads of OMFGs, WTFs to burst out from the RC at this point in time. I really don't rate the Final Fantasy series as a whole at all. I think it's incredibly, incredibly overrated. Warcraft-esque in terms of overration. So it's quite impressive that a remix track for the music, not that I have anything bad against the music generally, but a remix track from what was the Overclocked Remix Project, which was Final Fantasy VII Voice of the Lifestream, has become a really, really firm favourite of mine. The track is by Jovette Rivera, and it's entitled The Crossroads, which is a remix of Sid's Theme. That's coming up for you right now. Hey, there we go, and we're back. I've got no idea what Winamp's doing. Keeps moving things around by itself. Hey, so, yeah. We're back. Greetings to Joe Forever, who just joined the chat room, and he's a Eon member, so hello to you all. We've had a few questions come in within the IRC, and Speednux asks a very valid question. Before we can get on to the news, I'm going to answer that. He asks, what's it like working at Sega, and what do you do there? Because if you've been living under a rock for the past, well, I don't know, year or so now, it's sort of 6 months really, but it's about a year unofficially, you will know that apart from being obviously a webmaster of Sonic Rex and Dude of Ready Redux and general fan person senior, I'm actually I think my official name, oh, Fast Food is listening as well. Okay, hello Fast Food. You will know what's on my official role. Actually, my official title keeps changing. It's all due to the term manager, because I was a manager, but some people had problems with this. Some people have this problem with this concept, because it's like, you don't manage anything. Yes, I think I do. I think I manage the fan base. That involves managing people. Oh, but you don't do anyone. Well, clearly the fan base has people in there, because I'm talking to them right now. But my official title at the moment, I need to get some official cards made, I think, just so I can go, so, hey, there we go. That's my name. I went with Sega. Oh, yeah. It's Online Community Lead, which involves, you know, me taking out dogs for walks and things around London. Alternatively, it means that I take command of the online side in terms of promoting and dealing with the fans for various games. I'm the online community lead for, obviously, all Sonic games, because I was simply brought in because I am to Sonic Gods or something like that. As I deal with all Sonic games, I now deal very closely with the Knights fans. Hello to any Knights fans that are listening from nid.com or anywhere else. So I deal with that. What else am I dealing with at the moment? What games are mine? Samba de Amigo, that's mine. Dinosaur King, that's mine. What other things are there? There's a couple of things coming up that are mine that haven't been revealed yet. Roboshi's just entered the IRC. Hello, Roboshi. Ooh, what other games are there? Well, Iron Man was recently, that's mine. Hulk's coming up, that's mine. Speedux is now listening because he's heard the name Dino King. So all the Sonic titles are mine, and that's mine. Sonic City. Sonic City is entirely heaped on my shoulders. Sigh. The blogs. I seem to be doing all the blogs at the moment. That's all mine. And at the same time, I'm still doing all this nonsense with Sonic. I say nonsense. All this quality work with Sonic Rex and. Speedux asks, does this mean you're responsible for the disgrace that is Iron Man Wii? No, I'm not responsible for any disgrace that is your opinion of Iron Man Wii. You can blame, if there's a problem with it, blame Secret Level, because they were the ones who developed it. So yeah, what I generally do is I get in contact with you guys or whoever else is responsible. I send out review copies. I do general promotional work online. Try and do really, really cool things. Write the blogs. I'm gonna have a nice, a very cool thing in terms of the Samba de Amigo blogs. We're gonna get up soon, which is quite funny. I have to get some photos done for this. But this is going to be quite fun. There's going to be competitions involved as well. Speednax is going away. No, Speednax, don't go away. Don't go away, Speed. No, he's gone. Right, we can say what we like about him now. Right. Beer. So, right. Oh, various things going. Those questions. I will have to go back to them as well. Because. Now that's out of the way, and you know exactly why I'm qualified to talk to you about things. I'm sort of your fan. I'm sort of your leader. I'm like. Dreadnoughts is your leader in terms of fans, or unofficially, but at Sega, I am the person who sticks up for you guys and tries to get you stuff. The Race to Name competition, for example, wouldn't have occurred were it not for me sticking my oar in. And things like getting all the blogs, the great blogs that are going up at the moment for Chronicles, the Chronicles Diaries, that's all being drawn in through me. So, time to get on with the news and tell you what's going on at the moment. There's still not much, but there's still stuff to worth talking about. First things first, you've probably noticed that the Sonic Chronicles trailer went up. It was it got 24-hour exclusivity on IGN in America, and it's really cool. It's a really cool trailer. I know people have sort of gone, oh, it's a bit cartoony. What was the winner from Race to Name again? That was the Zoa, which was a name put forward by Sega Nerds. And they will be featuring quite prominently in Sonic Chronicles The Dark Brotherhood, which is released in autumn-ish time. I don't think they've settled on a date yet, so it's autumn time. That's fall, if you're in America, or spring, if you're in Australia. So, yes, now that the community's had its the second of its tri-annual big massive bust-ups, we all suck, or I'm all leaving sessions. So I'm looking forward to our one in must be about say early November time. It's probably the next one that's due. We have a message on my phone. The message reads: the message happens to be from Trippy and Dizzy from the Knights fanbase. Obviously, the Knights fanbase are actually tuning in. So, hello, Trippy and Dizzy. He says, "Yo, you take text message shoutouts because the NID admins are listening to you, but we're busy working on the Imagine IR things and are unable to join the IRC." Yeah, we can take shoutouts. Why not? If you've got my mobile number, I'm not giving out on air. Sod off. Then you're quite welcome to text message me any shout outs as well. So shout out to the Trippy and the Digi. If you're listening to Radio Vox Show 302, you will have heard both of those people. Woo nights, guys, indeed. So as we finished off that the annual collapse of the fan base, sigh. There's obviously various things to look forward to. I'm actually quite busy at the moment working on trying to make Sonic City. I'm trying to make Sonic City a goer at the moment. There seems to be a slight issue in terms of delay, but let's just, well, at the moment, the current situation is that a lot of the stuff that I've asked for, by which you guys have asked for, in terms of details about the comics, details about the cartoons, details about characters who are not there anymore, such as, I don't know, Mighty, or such as Knack stroke Fang. These sections to cover these characters are actually, they're in the tree, the site tree that was sent off to SOJ and Sonic Team. They've come back saying thank you for the tree. Nothing else has been said. Now, normally when this happens, especially with SOJ and Sonic Team, you get a whole list of stuff back saying no, 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 rework this, no, 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 possibly, no, 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 are you joking, no, 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 you're fired. So, for them to come back and say, you know, is pretty damn good for us. It also means it'll be a humongous amount of work for me, but it's all in good. It's all in good stuff. SOJ and Sonic Team are actually very, very keen for Sonic City to come back. They miss it, apparently. in all seriousness, they miss it. They really, really loved what the way Sonic City looked. I think wasn't Sonic City voted number 5 or 6 on the top 10 things to happen to Sonic in like 2007 on the Sonic Show. Hats off to the Sonic Show for another fantastic episode recently, by the way. So there's all this really, really cool stuff that's going to be going in there. It's been a while in terms of it coming back. If Empire wasn't there, if Total War Empire wasn't there, my life would be a much easier place. It would be a much more simple place. And Empire's life would be simple, except for the raccoons, presumably. Yeah. So we've got that going on. The other thing I'm working on at the moment is Summer of Sonic, of course. Summer of Sonic, if you're not coming to Summer of Sonic, you are some kind of loser. I laugh at you and your losery ways. I don't care if you're coming from America or so, you can't make it. Bah. We sneer at you. We sneer at your ways. Yeah. Yeah, sneer. Rah. No, what I'm doing at the moment is working with various people in marketing and PR and brand. Speaking of Sonic Show, incidentally, Disco Pan has just joined the IRC. Hello to him. And hello to Space Shadow as well, who's joined. Then, with all these departments, in order to get stuff in, get stuff in from there, that is going to make the event super uber cool. There's certain things are confirmed. Certain things are in the process of being confirmed. Certain things, making their names, are in the process of, say, being made. And certain things are in the process of being briefed in. But I've been given a boatload of money in order to make this absolutely superb and numero uno. And who knows, it might even become a regular event if I have my devious way. Sigh again. Right, so what else has been going on? Well, Fast Fleet Media is coming back. That's the big in terms of community news going on at the moment. Fast Fleet Media obviously going through a very, very large, reworking stage. I check it out now, fastfleetmedia.com. Of course, all the media is going to go in there, and it's I saw it early, and it's looking fantastic. Fast Fleet's done a superb job. And it's going to be good to get that back up and running. What else has been going on in the community? Well, not much after that. There's been a couple of award ceremonies going on. I think the Black Hero, anyone in the IRC knows, the Black Hero Awards have been finalised yet. If not, .net. Sorry, Fastfeet. Fastfeetmedia.net. I keep forgetting I'm one of the few. I keep forgetting I'm one of the few sites that actually has .com. It wasn't .net or .org. No, I'm a company, damn it. .com. So yeah, that's pretty much all the news, I think. Unless the Black Heroes Awards, Black Hero Disco Pony, they're a website. They're quite good. Oh, Vijaya says that there's still a week left. So head over to Black Hero and you'll be able to vote on various awards. Also, there's no Sonic Rex Awards this year because I can't be bothered. So check out them. And for your award fix at the moment, there's various sites in there. And Yeah, so that's kind of rounds up for the news. I'm going to go and sort out questions in a moment. But first things first, let's have another track. Couple of tracks following on from the ones we had earlier. The one that followed the Final Fantasy one incidentally was the Town Mission 1 theme from Sonic 06. Coming up now, we're going to have... What shall we have? We'll have Lethal Highway from Shadow the Hedgehog, which is a pretty damn groovy track. And following that, we're going to have one that you probably haven't heard on the radio that often, and that is from Sonic Adventure 2, and it's actually the Grind Race level music from that, and that's pretty cool as well. So those two tracks coming up for you, and get those questions in the IRC, etc., or shout outs or whatever, just private message me maybe with those. Catch you on the flip side. we're back. It is time for questions and answers. Answers and questions with some Q&A. Okay. Loads more people are coming into the IRC chat room. In fact, I'm quite interested in how many people are actually listening. So I'm going to try and find that out now. We have, obviously, various methods for you to contact me. Quite a few questions have flown past in the IRC, and I am going to attempt to to keep up with these as best as I can. Sega Sonic Radio. I forgot the name of the station. Yeah, so how many people are listening in at the moment? We have 26 listeners on the FM and one listener on the AM. Hello to that one single listener on the AM. feel special. Feel special. You're all on your lonesome, but feel special. So, time for some questions. Just going to go to the Radio Redux mail box first of all, because I have a question from the 1st of June from somebody called Ghost118. Dear Alk, I think that's supposed to be a UK. I am Ghost118 and refer to me as Ghost118, for I have the power to summon 118 demons from hell to destroy your site like Metal Sonic did. Okay. I was going through some of your old episodes, and I'm not sure if you know this, but in one of the past episodes, Echo Hawk tried to cut into your feed and made people miss your question for a prize. Also, I played some of the secret rings and found a page in a special book that journals a big cat as he goes through the levels trying to find that damn frog. So there is the answer to that question you ask. That was the gag, Ghost118, that it cut in and cut back and missed out the question entirely. That was the gag. I'm assuming that you have some kind of demon bag. Normally those only hold six Ghost118, so you must have very microscopic demons. I'm sure they have you've got the powers of wind, fire and all that kind of stuff. But as you know, it's all in the reflexes. Thanks for your question anyway. That's that one out of the way. I've got two questions from SMX. They might well be the same one. SMX wants a shout out. Hello SMX. His question is, how many tosses does it take to screw in a light bulb? Two. One to put in the light bulb and the other to go, hello Loris. There's another question from SMX. Just another question from SMX. What if I am banned from the IRC? How do I get in touch then? Via the use of this that you're doing at the moment. It seems you're being very successful with it. IRC chat room. Hello to the IRC chat room. Let's go through the questions we have since Speednuck's initial question. Blah, 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 blah. Speednuck's asked, does this... No, I've already had that disgrace diamond. Okay, have you ever promoted something you didn't think was up to scratch? I work for Sega. Fast Fleet says we need now is Jet Set Radio, Shenmue, and all the other fans. Yes, for some reason there is this distinct lack of fan groups for all these other ones that I can see. Obviously, everyone's all Shenmue, rah rah. Please make Shenmue 3. Please make a new Shenmue 3. Sega doesn't for two very good reasons. Number one, just going through this, obviously, because it's the thing we get asked the most, probably, other than will Sonic and Amy ever get it together, Jiggy style, na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Basically, do a sequel to Shenmue 3, how many people would have played Shenmue 1 and 2 for that to be made, for it to be worth making the game for the modern audience? How many people will have played Shenmue 1 and 2? So technically you would have thought that we would have to release Shenmue 1 and 2 as some kind of pack, or individually, or some kind of, or download, or something. So some method would have to be created in order to dispense game 1 and 2 before it would be even worth considering the market for a possible third title. It's not like, say an early title, or maybe a Mario title, or a Sonic title, or something, which can be a standalone thing. With Shenmue, it's a very specific storyline that, that will advance and needs to relate specifically to a game, to the episodes, if you like, that preceded it. It's quite easy for something like Yakuza, because Yakuza, say, obviously there's been a bit of a gap. We over here in Euroland and Americanisms, obviously never got Shenmue 2 and 3 is coming out, obviously. So we're now getting Shenmue 2. We're now getting Yakuza 2 before Yakuza 3 comes out. And because Yakuza was a game that's not from that long ago, so it's a lot easier for people to connect with that game than it would necessarily be for Shenmue fans. New fans to connect with Shenmue. The other thing about Shenmue is that we know full well that whatever happens, whatever we make, you'll all say it's not as good as the previous two games. So why should we bloody bother? You know, that's one of the things that annoys that Sega fans do that are just moderately annoying. they have this thing where it's like, oh, it's not as good as the original one, rah rah rah. It's not as good as the original, rah, rah, rah. You suck. Okay, way to make us care. So that explains the whole Shenmue situation, although that wasn't really required. Bum 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 bum, more questions going down. Fastfeet was waiting for me to mention his news, which I did. Bum bum do 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 do. Kev shuffles papers. Yes, that was the news. Dun, 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 dun. Joe Forever requests Scrambled Eggman. Well, I've got another remix coming up. The previous, you heard I Am All of Me earlier, by the way, and that was Hasler 4's request, which was obviously I Am All of Me from Shadow the Hedgehog. So you got two Shadow the Hedgehog tracks in very quick succession. Disco Pen's Fiance is a Git. I think that's more for the news section, frankly. Disco Pony, that was more for the news section than anything. In fact, he's just MSN'd me some questions, which is kind of cool. He says, questions for AUK. Why does AUK rock so damn much? It's because I roll constantly. I roll downstairs, I roll out of pubs, I roll on any Swiss person. That's vital. It's vital. Question 2, will R Alive be archived on the RSS feed? That's a hell of a lot of R's. yes, the Radio Redux ReactFix live shows will appear on the Radio Redux feed. They'll appear on iTunes, etc. They'll also appear on RR Play, which is the sort of the Flash streaming player that you can get if you go on Sonic Rex. Question 3 of his asks whether Sonic Rex and Sonic Show will ever cross paths again. Sonic Rex and the Sonic Show never crossed paths again. Radio Redux and Sonic Show have crossed paths, and I suspect they will do again. And he states his undying love for me as well. Well, I'm strangely enamoured with you too, Jay, but just not in the way that you're thinking. That beep that you might be hearing in the background is my phone going off again. And guess who is Trippy and Digi? And they say, cool. Shout out to all our Sega cousins on the Sonic side of the fence. Also, imagine I was actually pronounced I imagine. Lol. And we can't make it to SOS. Does that mean we're losers too? There's no easy way of saying this, guys. So I'm not. And DJ's got a question for me as well. Is Richard Jakes really on a secret island? His MySpace page said he was. Yes, he's actually controlled by strings. We send for him by pointing a special satellite dish up into space, and we send to send the message to Jake's Bird 5, which is his eyes and ears for all things Richard Jakes that echoes around the globe. And if you snap your fingers 3 times and say his name in the mirror twice, he won't hear it because he's not listening out for that specifically. But yes, we can summon him. We can summon him through a secret code word, which I won't broadcast on the airwaves in case I summon him to my room, and that would be quite bizarre. It'd crash through the ceiling, and there'd be plaster everywhere. And for God's sake, I mean, why would you even suggest that, Digi? I'm sorry, that's just wrong. You know, I'll just hoover this damn place. You know, I'm not ruining this place for you. Yeah, get back to your rapping. Anyway. What else have we got? Everyone knows who Black Hero is, and if you go to the Black Hero site, it's Black Hero X, all one word, no hyphens or spaces or anything like that, .org, and you can do the voting there. Thanks for the link, Hedger. What else have we got? What else have we got in terms of questions? Questions for me. There's a whole load of things about relationships and things, and I'm sure that's, that relates to me in some way. In fact, it does, but I'm not going to tell you how. X7 asks how he can be unbanned from the IRC. I don't know. Haslov4 says he's Haslov 2004 in the Eon forums. Apologies, I didn't realise that. Hello to you. Any more questions? Roboche says, I think if Sonic ever did get it on with AME, it would be so weird. It would punch a hole in reality. It would punch a hole in reality, which would then come into your living room and punch you in the face. That's how bad it is. Well, Nakasan said that would never happen. But then again, Nakasan's not involved with Sonic anymore, so who knows. As you guys might want to know, I'm quite a big advocate of Amy's role in the series. I think that she more than quite a few other characters has a very specific place and a very specific value to everything within the series. This composer imagines me hovering, which is okay, I suppose. I lost that power. Somebody tried to eat my brain at some point, and the shock meant I lost that power. Incidentally, go and look up the Imagine all the artifacts that have been created by Trippy. Go and check out her wares and buy them. She's made some incredibly cool, like Dream Diaries and Shizzle. If you have a sister or a brother who is after a very cool birthday present, it might be likely to get one of her her wares. Disco Man says his English is that of an 8-year-old. That's not all. Is there anything else in the mailbox? SMX says thank you. He asked, can a burp make a fire trail? Presumably if you burp something flammable and then set light to it, but then of course it would go into your lungs and you would explode. A bit like the bad dragon from Flight of Dragons. You would fire would go into your lungs and you would explode. In fact, very much like as well the horrendous male dragon from Ring of Fire or Rain of Fire. That was it. But admittedly, there was some sort of missile involved in making that all happen. I'm digressing a lot. Fossick says I could mention the week on Thursday. Yeah, quite a few peoples are coming down to London next week to have a little test. Have a little test for the Chronicles. Those people have already been contacted. So if you haven't replied to me, it might be advisable to let me know. You'll be hearing various reports on how Chronicles is shaping up. It's only a very little brief preview snippet thing. If you come into Summer of Sonic, you know, you might be able to see it there. Maybe. We shall see. Who else got questions? Roboshi asks, why is dyslexia so hard to spell? It's called a challenge, Roboshi. It's called a challenge. And yet dyslexics can always spell it, he asks. That's technically that's not them actually trying to say that, maybe. The Knight's line just rang. Here we go. Apparently it was also the first couple of Nightopia's anniversary on Friday. Can we request a song, please? Yes, you can. I'm sure we'll be able to sort something out for Fast Feet in terms of DJing at SOS. Joker asks, if you've tried to fail and you succeed, which of the two did you do? Both, neither, and in your own opinion, your own decision. Not cut and dry, Turbo. It's not cut and dry. Yes, Roboshi, I'm wondering where the Q&A you gave it. D'Artagnan asks, where's Albert, the Six Musketeer? He asks, what makes a bacon sandwich, in my my personal opinion? Bread. Bacon. It's time to have some more music, I think. I arrange things in order to make some kind of, you know, stuff. And I think it's time for this Hulk track. Now, if you were listening at the start of the show, which Speednux obviously wasn't one of those people, because he was too busy thinking about sex, apparently. Like I said, it's IRC circa 2007. We have this track that's going to be up for download. It's from The Incredible Hulk, which is out, let's think, it's the 13th for the 360, I think, and the DS. It's the 27th for the PS3 and something else. And all the other ones haven't been confirmed yet. Which, as you can probably imagine, is an absolute nightmare for me. God knows what's going on. Actually, the whole game, incidentally, I've been playing it on the 360, and it's really, really good. I mean, scarily good. It's exactly what it should be. It's a sandbox-style game. You can go around and just beat the living crap out of anything that you're actually intent on doing. One of the tasks you've got to do, I put up the 360 achievements on the blog the other day, or should have done, I think they're still alive, is that you have to knock down, you have to collect 50 landmark symbols or landmark souvenirs or something. These are done, there's actually on the map of New York City, there is various black buildings, you can see black buildings, you need to knock down these in order to get, you have to knock down these in order to get this symbol. So yes, you have to say, oh, I know, I'm going to knock down the United Nations building, or I'm going to knock down the Empire State Building, or I'm going to knock down the Chrysler Building, I'm going to knock down Actually, what other things that I'm talking about? The Daily Bugle is in there, obviously, from Spider-Man. Stark Towers is there from Iron Man. And there's a couple of other little things as well. But yes, if you're having you're a bit bored between missions and you want to bounce around and break a big yellow taxi over your knee, because presumably it was involved in somehow ruining paradise, and you don't know what it's got, but you've got till it's gone, you know. And then use those two halves and make massive metal gauntlets that you could then beat the living hell out of things. And so you want to go down, knock down Madison Square Garden, because you know, you've we say make space for, I don't know, a massive car park or I don't know, a giant flower garden, do a go-kart track around there, you know, and you can go off and do it. But as I say, it's super fun, and I've been playing it pretty much solid for the last week. Anyway, I'm going to stop advertising the Hulk, except out 13th on X360, start with the musics. So here's the Hulk again music from Mark Grisky. It's going to be available to download on the European blog as soon as I find someone to actually stick it. And it's, I think it's available to download on IGN as well. But anyway, here it is. Music. I'm not sure what you thought of that. It was pretty deep. Joe Ferris, it sounds a bit like The Matrix. I suppose so. Discommence says it sounds like generic video game grrr music. But hey. What else are we going? Asov asks, what's my favourite food? The phone goes off, which means that DJ Entropy are very slow. They should have got the music to me before the break. Well, see, Trivia wants Doomsday Zone from SNK, and I wanted Ain't Nothing But a G-Fang from Snoop Doggy Dogg. Best go from for Doomsday, eh? Well, that's quite funny, because one of the next tracks I was going to play was was the Doomsday from Project Chaos, which is the Snapperman Shane Norg remix. So if we call it that, then that's pretty rocking. So that'll do. That'll do for you, hopefully. Boshi's a Swan Whisperer. Nice. In other news, Roboshi is going to win the Kentucky Derby on the Swan. It's not actually a Swan, it's one of those costumes where you've got the fake leg sticking out over the side, and it's a massive, massive bird. Of course, massive bird that you dip the head and stuff. And Roboshi's actually a Knight of Dan fake Swan. It's most impressive. So we've got no more emails coming in for the time being. It's radioredux@sonicrex.com. So we're going to move on. We're going to move on and go through the Q&A UK from the Inferior Online thread. Roboshi asks, a little triforce questions. Power. Donkey Kong versus Knuckles. Anything they can get their hands on and no reinforcements. Who would win? Donkey Kong would win because he would be able to get a gun, and because he's got proper fingers, he would be able to pull a trigger, and thus Donkey Kong would win because Knuckles obviously has got those joined fingers things going on, and he wouldn't actually be able to augment enough to pull a trigger. Therefore, DK would just pick up the gun, go bang, a banana would go straight through Knuckles' left eye. People would cry. The world would sort of end with some being of light. Sounds familiar. Wisdom, Roboshi says. Any news on the next Rex Fest? There's not going to really be one for a while because there's this thing called Summer of Sonic, which kind of took it. It's kind of taken over everything. Courage says, faced with a post-apocalyptic age, what would you do? Pub quiz, Hutchard, what would you do? Apocalypse comes in a zombie, nuclear, and chaos flavours. Or technically some kind of Armageddon. In the event of a zombie apocalypse, I would just walk faster, in general. That nuclear would depend upon exactly where said nuclear age took place. You know, it's happening in, you know, Madagascar. I'm not going to be that bothered in terms of direct terrifying action. If it was like, you know, in my garden, I'd still be, because I don't actually have a garden. But say if it was going to be in the garden that's next to my house. Strict flat, then, you know, I wouldn't have my opinions on it wouldn't exactly range very wide. You know, it's all like, did you just hear a whistling noise? And then I would have no more opinions because then I would I would just be dust in a radioactive cloud swooping through the air. Apparently no Triforce is going to be awarded for completing that question. That's very rude. There's more question. Random Dragon asks, if you could choose any animal to be in a Sonic game, what would you choose? Ooh, that's a question. I'd probably be some kind of echidna. You know, like the avatar that I am. No. Choose an animal. To be in a Sonic game, what would you choose? I would choose a small dog, which would just yap. I wouldn't have anything to do with the plot, and wouldn't speak. In fact, it would just be in the background yapping, because too many characters. It's bad enough the three types of birds we've got at the moment. And Ram, yes, you are a cheeky X7 asks, what in my opinion is the best video game based movie there is? If you say Super Mario Brothers, heads will roll. Roll, I say. Ooh, that's a tricky one. Best video game based movie there is. Is there such a thing? Is there such a thing? You know, the first Mortal Kombat was that bad in comparison. Oh no, what do you say in the IRC? What do you say? What do you say is the best? What do you say is the best video game movie? Let's know in the IRC chat room. Ramosha's Tomb Raider wasn't that bad. Well, yeah, the first one wasn't that bad. It's not brilliant. Yeah, it's just. But Final Fantasy VII Advent Children. That wasn't strictly based on a video game. It was sort of a sequel to a video game. There, it was a sort of real. It's. Yes, Turbo. I was thinking of being a Westie dog, incidentally. A small yappy type dog. Disco Planet says there's no such thing as a good video game based movie. Like, there are almost isn't any good movie based video games. The Knights Hotline says Silent Hill. Discuss with a Silent Hill is one of those. I'm not so sure. I mean, it's certainly one of the most passable. But is it the best? Is it the true best? Okay, so next question. X7 also asks, how's the cake? Is it delicious and moist? I'm pretty certain I made some kind of mistake, but I'm not going to cry about it because the cake hasn't run out yet. And I'm sure there's, you know, things to be done, probably in a scientific nature and research. There's lots of research because, you know, there's all this alive fan base out there that needs stuff doing. How do you feel, he asks, via question number 3, how do you feel about the recently announced Pac-Man movie? If you haven't heard of this yet, I attached a URL so you can see. A Pac-Man movie, I think, is a fantastic idea if you are say Namco and would like some more money. SMX asks what's happening on 150608. Wait till 160608 to find out. If you were an enemy in Mega Man, what would Mega Man get from you? He'd get a sense of satisfaction and guilt. Did you ever switch off your fucking phone? No. How else is Digi and Trippy supposed to contact me? And other people who can't necessarily get in the IRC but have my mobile number. And Bosch gets the reference, well done. Thank you, Roboshi. He does what he must because he can't be bothered to anything else. Sorting out stuff. Right, any more questions? Any more questions from the IRC? My silence indicates no. Rest of the friends say, Airman 62 says, if a tree falls and nobody's around to hear it, does it still make a sound? Yes, unless there is no oxygen. Unless there is no air molecules surrounding it. In order to reverberate and therefore create a sound. It's a pretty scientific answer for you there. Question 2, which did come first, the chicken or the egg? The monocelled organism is the one that comes first. Why does everyone hate the PS3? Do not say it because it sucks. Okay. I won't say that. Question 4. If you were a muffin because you're English, would you be an English muffin? If so, would you have butter on you? That's a very personal question. It would depend entirely upon the situation, and presumably, you know, what time of the night it was. I'll just leave it at that. Finally, why do you think shadow haters hate shadow? Because if they were not shadow haters, then they wouldn't hate shadow. Or alternatively, they just don't like shadow because, you know, he's very similar to Sonic. And to guns, to Saxor. Nine, Dislaxor. I mean, admittedly, Shadow the Hedgehog, which, by the way, sold over 1 million worldwide, and therefore isn't a failure commercially. admittedly, Shadow's left people with a very bitter taste, but you know, it's like it or not. In terms of amongst younger fans, Shadow is the most popular character. It's like Shadow, then Knuckles, or something. So he's not going anywhere. And yes, he's changed the way that the games are, and yes, he's going to be in, you know, a lot of the games from now on. Just one of those things, I'm afraid. Joe Trevor asked, does Sega of Europe most... the Sega, in brackets, of Europe most likely have its own translators for press releases and stuff? No, those go out to territories. Although in some situations we get the press release if one has not been created in the language by the territory, for example, SOG for Sega Germany, or the French department, SOF, or Benelux, or any of those. If so, why can't they get Sonic Species right? Well, what's wrong with that? What's happened? Explain that. Yeah, that's a species. Explain that. They said porcupine, have they? What language was that, and what press release was that? Because I'd be interested, so I can berate. But even when it's outsourced, they do have to... is there a Dutch-specific word? Is there a Dutch-specific word for hedgehog? Or is it one that, you know, is joint? Or is it just balls up on their point? Oh, well, I can't be... Back when Eggman was Roosevelt, I can't be bothered with that. It's probably done by somebody who was studying Dutch back then, you know? Sorry, beer break. So, what's going on in the rest of the thread? Joiner of Sonic Fran says, how much longer do you think Shadow will keep appearing in consecutive Sonic games? Do you think the age of Shadow is coming to an end, being that he already figured out his past and everything? Well, he's now got a very specific role as an agent of Gun, or sort of a freelancer, if you like, agent of Gun. And there are various things about his past that have still not been revealed, you would have thought. There are still gaps. Admittedly, Sir the Hedgehog filled in a load of those gaps. But, you know, we're not quite sure about his future. I mean, if you don't know what happens in Sonic 06, spoilers ahoy. Okay, so just put your fingers in your ears. La 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 la. Right, okay. You done that? I said you done that. Have you? So they can't hear me now. Have you? Oh, never mind. We find out that in the future it is Omega that defeats Shadow and seals him away in this sort of big laser cage thing forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. But we don't know if that still happens or not. We don't know if the human race will turn their backs on Shadow once more. So whilst his past is sorted, his future is in flux, so we don't quite know what's going on with that. suppose she's a laser cage taken from Reboot. Would that mean that that shadow that was in there would be some sort of alias? And that would make Shadow some kind of Trojan virus, presumably. I personally blame the incident when Shadow was in Eggman's computer. Shadow is hexadecimal, yes. I can see that happening. Actually, I'd like to see Evil Cream. Evil Cream might be interesting. Evil Cream, obviously, they're the world's most terrible dessert. Make it off, you know. One of the things I'll be able to tell you, actually speaking of, one of the things I really want to tell you guys at some point is the description of cream that BioWare give in their Bible, the art Bible and the general documentation. I think I'm going to tell you anyway. A lot of the characters have like a big backstory and everything. It comes to cream, and cream. Cream's description is literally, it's like Cream the Rabbit. Cream is a young cream-coloured rabbit, and that was literally it. The whole page was there, and that was where it was summed up as. It's like, yeah. So big development there, presumably on the character of Cream. Yes, Rebosis is really evil on the inside. I think she's probably evil too. Joe forever asks, would you rather have Sonic the Porcupine? Would Sonic the Porcupine be somehow, you know, more vicious? Actually, if you crossed a Shadow and Sonic, you'd get Sonic the Porcupine, because then you'd be able to fire quills at bad guys. For a gun. An organic gun strapped to his back. Yeah. Oh dear. Big fishing gene and corpses lost. More questions. Adivire request. Oh, Redman asks even more muffin questions. Presumably he knows the Muffin Man. Who comes from down Redman's way. Make your own gag out of that. Would you have butter or jam on you? Again, this is very personal questions. They need to know this. If Sonic were a muffin, what kind of muffin would he be? A blueberry muffin. Yeah. Would Eggman eat him? Again, that's a slash fiction question I don't want to go into. If you're attacked by terrorists and you can use any means in the world, including superpowers, dispatch them, how would you save yourself and destroy a terrorist? Have I not answered this question before? I believe I have. Wondering if I would play Ungravitify, and also want to know what you think of the song. It's okay. These are old questions. Noah Boomless Hedgehog III states, I just want to begin by saying how much I love your Radio X special for Sonic and the Secret Rings with T-Bird, and I think it's one of your best podcasts. But on to my question. Looking back, what do you think of your assumptions in the episode? I can't remember them for the life of me. Could you tell me your favourite misconception of the game? What do you think of Satsa anyways? Well, I still yet to play Satsa. I own a copy of it, but I still yet to play it. But, you know, it's a very successful game for us and for Sonic. Specifically because it keeps creeping back into that it keeps creeping back into obviously the Wii chart, but it keeps creeping back in just so sort of on the cusp of moderate big things in the all platforms chart as well. I've no idea why, but hey. Also, my name is Boom the Hedgehog, the guy from Normal Blue, who's always coming up with crazy ideas to increase such publicity. And the guy who sent you the email on the whole unknown code message. I see. He signed it off as the guy with ants in his pants and a song in his soul. Just about it's that way around, you wouldn't really want a song in your pants and ants in your soul, would you? Because that'd be just terrifying. Absolutely terrifying. Cherubrida says, "Hi, my name is Cherubrida. I was just wondering how you get music to your podcast and what do you use to make a podcast?" Oh dear, I've just got a massive email from Blakey. Oh yes, I told him to add them. Yes, 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 I did. Yes. Well, I get them from CDs and stuff, and repositories, stuff that I previously owned, repositories such as Falsuit Media. Check out falsuitmedia.net, it's coming back very, very soon in a big, massive way. I also use, well, obviously for the live one, I'm using the Winamp plugins, etc., etc. For general podcasts, I use Cool Edit Pro 2. Blake whinges and says, "How are you enjoying the live experience so far?" Rubbish. Have you installed that new DVD rewritable yet? Or am I just being lazy? I'm afraid. As part of one of the things that I was explaining earlier, my computer's slowly dying, is that the writer won't write anymore. It's a pain in the backside. So no, I have not installed that yet. Thank you for sending it to me though, Blake. I'll have to sort that out for you. Question three is there any way he can stop his cat from being high? His cat's called Ozzy, by the way, and it is a very, very high cat. I suggest, Blake, you follow this simple three-step program. Change your name to Tommy Green, reduce your height by about 2 foot, and then push said cat down into a well. This way the cat will be very, very low. But it'll be more concerned with its own survival than anything. And, you know, it won't bother you so much. The IRC says... Spinox asks, "Is Unleashed going to be any good?" Seriously. I've played Unleashed. I played 2 levels from Unleashed, which I think were the Venice-y levels, the watery levels, the Italy-like levels. I can't remember. Something like that. And I enjoyed the hell out of it. I enjoyed it even more because I S-ranked the second level on the first go. So I'm just amazing, or something like that. Why? What's about the chaotics and drugs? What? Apparently, Eboshi can turn invisible. Therefore, he's on the sex offenders register. I am not on the sex offenders register. I happen to just be in that lady's dressing room at the time. I can't help it. I went through the wrong door. Nudist unite. Charmy is on ecstasy. No, I think Charmy on ecstasy would actually involve the end of the universe, or perhaps the Earth's axis shifting, and the Earth falling on its side, and then spinning off into the sun. Yeah, that's a terrifying idea. Spinox asks why do I sound so drunk and depressed? Because I work like 7 days a week, really. I do very, very. I get up very, very early in the morning. I go to bed in the I go to bed at about like 2, and I don't really get time off. So that's. That's the thing. Yes, I've played Unleashed. Very, very early build of Unleashed. But, yeah. He's not drunk or depressed, no. What else is going on? I think it's time to have that music. That music for Do You Intrigue Me. In fact, it's probably time to... Yes, poor AUK indeed. It's probably time to just round off the show, I would have thought. I'm going to take a few more questions. Let's see those questions. You want scrambled egg, man, but... that's more Snapple Man. That's more Snapple Man. I was going to have Snapple Man already. I know everyone's obsessed with Snapple Man, but... I'll make a note of it. I'll make a note of it, Joe, and I'll play it next time. How about that? I'll play it next week. Okay, I'm set. Right, see? So I'm writing this down now. Here we go. Joe. You can hear the scratching of the pen. Joe. Error. Scrambled. Egg. Disc fans, you're not the only person who didn't 100% hate Sonic 06. It's got some very very savable aspects about it. So, let's get those tracks up. So we're going to have the Doomsday with Snowman and Shade and Norg and all that stuff. But before that, we're going to have Tricky Maze, which is a track from Sonic Adventure for the Lost World section of the game. So those are coming up for you right now. And I'll go through the rest of the questions. Anything anyone else puts in the IRC. Just probably message me them, guys, as opposed to putting in the main bit now. And I should probably check the old radio as well. Okay. These are coming up. Check it. I don't know. Well, so I know. But that'd be giving stuff away.
Radio Redux.
The official podcast of SonicRex.com.
And back. Hi. That was, of course, the new name. That was specifically for Trippy and DJ. May all your nights be full of delights, and I certainly hope to see you smiling again very, very soon. Final questions now. Final questions through. Speedux did actually specifically ask what the control scheme for Unleashed is. I can't tell you. I can't tell you details like that. He says it's like Satsa. I wouldn't know in terms of that because I only played in the 360 version. So obviously the 360 version isn't like Satsa because Satsa was on the Wii. So unfortunately I can't tell you specifics like that. But hey, there we go. Yes, spoilers. Spoilers indeed. And now the otherwise you'll have to be zapped into a computer for knowing the future with a yes, exactly Roboshi gets it. Right, so there's a fourth question from Blake, which is, are you going to read out all the cues on the thread so I have to delete them all again? If you've not been listening so far, Blake, you know that I've gone through quite a few of the questions. Congrats to Earth, who's moved into his new place, by the way. So, anything left? I'm just going to make one final trip to the Radio Redux mail room. There's another one from SMX. He asks, what is supersonic racing? It is racing specifically against Sonic in a super-like way. For to run against Sonic would be quite, or to race against Sonic in any methodology would be pretty damn super. He also asks, is there a UK Pi? No, because I'm male. Next question is this question of the final section of Q&A UK. Any more questions? I'm sorry, Timmy, you can't have any more questions. I'm sorry, we're selling off your organs for transplant to us in swap for a small Filipino boy named Colin. Say hello to Timmy, Colin. Yes, he's getting your room as well, and all your toys. So, this man asks, have I seen the Sonic Shorts collection? They rock my balls off, he says. No, nor have I seen the Sonic Boxers or Sonic Briefs collection. Though I expect them on a catwalk very, very soon. I'm sure T-Bird's got loads of them. He wears nothing but them. In fact, he'd be wearing a pair of them at Summer of Sonic. I just sneak up behind him and just stealthily try to just pull down the back of his jeans, and you'll see. Of course, first, if you get caught, then you have to go to the back of the room and start again. And that's pretty much it. Nobody's texted anything in. Nobody else has given me any more questions. Nobody else has sent any emails. That's pretty much going to be it. You have exactly the length of, oh, I don't know, we'll have one more song. Earthfart asks a question quickly, which is, are you uploading our live to SR archives or Rex? I might. Well, they get uploaded to a specific section which then can track stuff. So I might well upload them to Libsyn, where I hold all the other Radio Redux shows. But then again, there's going to be more of those shows than there is of the Radio Redux shows, presumably. So I don't know. Pass. Xbox Para asks, are you a Tails fan? I'm assuming that's asking me if I'm a Tails fan. I am a fan of Tails, although I still maintain it would be, you know, beneficial to the series if Tails was killed off. Now, that's not because I don't like Tails at all. It's that I think that it'd really, really, really think it would shake things up and make things crazy. Speenux asks if he is a pervert, and the answer is yes. I want one more song, damn it. I want one more song. First person. No, actually, I was going to say first person, but let's have Scrambled Egg Man. Go on, let's have Scrambled Egg Man before I disappear. Let's load it up. Scrambled Eggman. Bum, 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 bum. That's obviously Brain Cells and Snapple Man in some terrifying union of just, you know, stuff. Terrifying. So let's have this, then we'll do to sign offs. It's coming up to about 2 hours for the show, so here's that track. See you afterwards. Fox Prayer asks, I'm the same as you came from the blogs. Yes, I am. So there we go. note to self, Winamp does not like very small tracks. It tends to skip over them. So, apparently Xbox is a badger. Apparently. Xbox. White. Yeah, so that's it. It's all over. The Wonka contest is all over. The fifth and final ticket has been found. And I have nothing else to say, other than obviously thank you for listening in and checking out the very first episode of Radio Redux Live. I'll be back next week with the answer to the Sonic Rex banner with the 15th of the 6/06, and just what the smeg is going on there. Thanks of you to all of you who have listened in throughout. It's been a lot of you, to be honest. It stayed pretty static throughout as well. So thank you for sticking with me for 2 hours, two very very long hours. I'm now off to have some dinner and food and things like that. But it might be useful. That's it. So I'll be back next week with the answer to that that very important question. Something that will shock you all and render you speechless, or not as it gets to be. So thank you to all those who listened in, those who are in the IRC chat room, or those listening. But not in the RC chat room, etc. Which leaves me with the last bit of business for the day, doesn't it? That's to tell you, in traditional Radio Redux manner, that I've been Archangel UK. This has been Radio Redux Live, and I will see you next time, which just happens to be next week. Bye bye for now.